Saluton de nove. Hello again and welcome to lesson 16 of Jennia Mondo. Today's program is about travel, voyagiado. The Esperanto verb for to travel is indeed voyagi, as you may remember from an earlier lesson. We use the suffix ad to form verbal nouns, thus voyagiado, travelling.
Hodiaŭ ni parolos pri voyagiado.
The thing is that Helena is already starting to think about the holidays, about taking a vacation. She wants to come to a decision, but Petro feels it's a bit early still. Estas iom frue. I wonder if you remember the word frue, early, which we had in an earlier lesson, en pli frua leciono.
Petro, ni devas nun decidi pri ferio.
Sed estas iom frue, cara, ĉu ne?
Tute ne.
Not at all, tute ne. Literally, entirely not.
Tute ne. Se ni intensas ferii, necessas organizi la ferion.
If we intend to have a holiday, she says, it's necessary to organize the holiday. Two grammatical points there. First, the verb ferii, formed directly from the root of the noun ferio, a holiday, in the versatile flexibility typical of Esperanto.
Ni intensas ferii.
And secondly, the impersonal verb necessas, it is necessary. You remember other impersonal verbs we've had, like pluvas, it's raining, and shinas, it seems. In Esperanto, there's no word for it with these verbs. Impersonal verbs have no overt subject. It's just the same with necessas, it's necessary. Necessas organizi la ferion, it's necessary to organize the holiday. Grammatically, of course, you can say that the following noun clause is the subject. Kio necessas? Organizi la ferion necessas.
Se ni intensas ferii, necessas organizi la ferion. Necessas informigi.
It's necessary to find out, to become informed, to ask for information. Informigi is a very useful verb. It's made by attaching the suffix ige to the root of the verb informi, to inform someone of something. We've already had this suffix in words like nascigi, to be born. You can translate igi as to become, and as a suffix it converts a transitive verb into an intransitive one, giving it a sort of passive meaning. So informigi is to make oneself informed, to inquire, to find out the facts.
Vi devas informigi.
Informigi pri kio? What about?
Necessas informigi pri la vojaĝo, informigi pri hotelo, informigi pri prezoj.
Prezoj, prices. That's something very important when they haven't got much money to spare. Petro's certainly got to inquire about prices.
Mi devas informigi pri prezoj.
And not just inquire about them.
Ne nur informigi. Necessas ankaŭ aĉeti la biletojn kaj mendi la hotelon.
But also buy the tickets, la biletojn, and book the hotel. Mendi means to order something, to book something.
Necessas ankaŭ aĉeti la biletojn kaj mendi la hotelon.
Tamen ne necessas mendi pasporton.
But there's no need to order a passport. They've already got them.
Pasportojn niam havas.
Of course, because they've already been abroad.
Ĉar niam vojaĝis eksterlanden, do pasportojn niam havas.
But we've to get back to the financial side.
Sed Helena, pensu pri la costo. Ni penas spari monon.
They must think of the cost, he says. After all, they're trying to save money. Ni penas, we're trying, in the sense of endeavouring, trying hard. Peni, to take pains to do something.
Ni penas spari monon, ĉu ne?
Yes, ni penas spari.
That ĉu ne is a question tag. We're trying to save, aren't we? And they don't want to borrow either. Prunti, to borrow.
Kaj ni ne volas prunti monon de la banko.
Ne, ni ne volas prunti. Sed ni bezonos ferion.
We're going to need a holiday, she says. Ni bezonos ferion. Both of us.
En la somero, ni ambaŭ bezonos ferion.
Ambaŭ, both. You recognize this word from English words such as ambidextrous.
ni devas nun plani malmultekostan veturadon.
We must now plan some cheap transport. Plano, a plan, plani, to plan, just as in English. Malmultekosta, cheap. Literally, costing little. Malmulte, costa. The verb veturi means to go in a vehicle, to drive, to ride, to travel not on foot. Hence, veturado, with the suffix ad we mentioned a moment ago. Veturado, meaning going in a vehicle, transport.
Ni devas plani malmultekostan veturadon, sed mi ne ŝatas inkluzivajn feriojn.
Package holidays.
Sed mi ne ŝatas inkluzivajn feriojn kun miloj da aliaj. Se nur ni havus auton.
Well, how about hiring a car? Lui, to hire. Lui auton.
Lui auton estus terure multe koste.
It'd be terribly expensive. And then there's the matter of driving in a foreign country with unfamiliar rules and regulations.
Kaj ne forgesu la problemon pri fremdaj trafikreguloj.
Fremda, foreign or alien, not one's own.
Oh yes, fremdaj trafikreguloj, foreign traffic rules.
Do ni ne veturu per auto. Prefere ni veturu per aviadilo au per traino.
Then let's rather go by air or by rail. Aviado, you remember, is aviation. Aviadilo, the apparatus you do it with, namely an aircraft. Per aviadilo, by means of an aircraft. Per traino, by means of a train.
Ni veturu per aviadilo au per traino.
Actually, though, Petro is dreaming of something a bit different, something much less organized.
Ĉu vi scias kion mi volus fari? Mi volus liberigi de ĉio. Mi volus perdi mian identecon kaj vagi trans la landlimojn libere kiel birdo.
Liberigi, to become free. Libera plus igi. Liberigi de ĉio, to be freed of everything. He wants to lose his identity and wander across the frontiers free as a bird. Vagi, to wander, a bit vaguely you might say. Landlimoj, frontiers. Limo is a limit or boundary, so landlimo is a country boundary, a national border. He doesn't want to take any luggage either. He thinks he'll go sen valizoj, without suitcases.
Mi volas vagi trans la landlimojn tute sen valizoj. Veturi tra la tuta mondo.
Helena's a bit skeptical of this fantasy.
Oh, yes, iri tra la tuta mondo, quasau vagabondo.
Quasau vagabondo, as if you were a tramp. Quasau is related to the Latin word quasi or quasi and means as if, as though.
Quasau vi estus vagabondo? Vi tute ne povus vivi. Vi simple perdigius.
You just get lost. Perdi, as you know, means to lose. So with the suffix igi, it means to get lost, to become lost. Again, we see this suffix being used to derive an intransitive verb from a transitive one. But to get back to Petro and Helena and their holiday. Helena tells Petro he must come back to Earth, since they've only got 2 weeks after all.
Ni havos nur du semajnojn, kara. Revenu al la tero.
Reveni, to come back, to return. The prefix re can mean either again, as refari, to do again, or back, as reveni, to return.
Serioze, Helena. Mi proponas ke ni iru per traino alla haveno.
To the harbour, the seaport, la haveno.
Ni iru per traino alla haveno. De tie ni trans iru per ŝipo la Markolon.
La Markolo, literally the neck of the sea, colo della maro, means the channel. He suggests that they cross the channel, ke ili transiru la Markolon. Per ŝipo, compreneble.
Poste ni veturu denove per traino al iu urbeto, kie ni povas tendumi.
By train again to some little town where they can camp. Tendo is a tent. Don't confuse it with tento, which means temptation. The suffix -um, which has no precise meaning of its own, gives us tendumi, to camp out, to live in a tent.
Tieni povos tendumi, ĉu ne bona ideo?
Ne forgesu rezervi sidlokojn en la vagonaro.
Sidlokojn, seats. Literally, places to sit, sidi. Rezervi sidlokojn. Vagonaro is really another word for traino, a train. Literally, it's a collection, aro, of vagonoi, railway coaches, vagon aro.
Reservu sidlokojn en la vagonaro.
Bone, bone. Se ĉu vi konsentos ferii en tendo anstataŭ en hotelo?
Will she agree to stay in a tent instead of in a hotel? Well, why not?
Kial ne? Kaj se la tendumejo troviĝos ĉe la marbordo?
If the camping site's at the seaside.
Se la tendumejo troviĝos ĉe la marbordo, mi estos tute felicia.
Felicia, happy. A rather stronger word than contenta. She'll be happy in a tent, then, as long as the weather's all right.
Se ne pluvos.
Well, now you're ready for us to put the whole thing together and to listen to the dialogue straight through. Voyagiado.